It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I kind of want to test your parenting, T-Hack.
Okay.
But I don't, I mean, I compliment you more often than I want to.
You do. Thank you.
Only when it comes to that. The rest of the time, there's 11 phrases, and I don't know if we can get to all of them, but it's 11 phrases parents said in the 80s that new kids won't understand. And I will almost guarantee you, you don't say any of these. I doubt many of these were said to you, but I can guarantee you don't say them to your kids.
Okay. We'll see.
Because you're just like...
But is that good? Should I be saying them, or are we...
One of them that popped out to me was rub some dirt on it. Like, I can't tell you how many times my father would tell me that. Like, even when it's a compound fracture. You can see a bone sticking out. And it's like, that didn't happen to me, but like, he hit my brother in the face with a hammer.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Like, not intentionally. Wow. I don't want anybody to like, my father has passed, so there's nobody, you can't arrest him. But like... That was just the thing. Like now, if a kid falls, that's what I got to ask you. If Leo falls, because it's probably different between your son and your daughter, mm-hmm. do you haul butt towards him and pick him up and be like, kiss the boo-boo? Or do you just like ignore it? Or do you like tell him, get up, rub some dirt on it?
I don't do the rub some dirt on it thing. I was the same. I broke my clavicle once. I remember like I was playing catch baseball with my sister and I dove into the ground, my shoulder, and it snapped. And I went to my dad. And I'm like, something's really wrong. And he was like, eh.
For real?
Yeah. He's like,
he didn't even check it.
Grab some ice or something. Yeah. And I went in and then when my mom came home, I told her and we went to the hospital and it was broken. So I don't have, I've had a little bit of that growing up and I don't tell him to rub some dirt on it. I have kind of been in trouble with this at school pickup because I'm one of the few dads to pick up my son. It's mostly moms and I'm there. And after school, they kind of run around and especially the boys, they just kind of tackle each other. They roughhouse, you know, it's like they've been in school all this time. And now
they've got energy.
Yeah, class is done. Let's run around. And I'm definitely the least hands-on. I'm just like, they're fine. They're running. Like they'll figure it out. And I think that's kind of what they're doing is figuring out their limits and how we can tackle and stuff. And the moms don't seem to be as comfortable with it. So I've kind of had to pull my son off of kids, maybe a little too late. pull somebody. Or like their kid will be on top of my son. And they're like, oh, get off him, get off him. Like they panic. And I'm like, they're fine. They're fine. It's fine.
My son can still breathe.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know who's right. I think they're
so you're
probably
still
somewhere in the middle.
Kind of old school, but not all the way to the point where you'll ignore a glaring hospital copay. You're
right. But I'm also, they would be running or sometimes they'd run on the school grounds and they get pretty far away. And some of the other parents would be like, oh, come back. And I'm just more like,
how far can they get?
Yeah.
Tiny little legs.
Yeah. Where are they going to go? They don't have a car. Like they don't know anybody. They don't have a cell. Like they're coming back.
Oh my God. Okay. I thought I was going to dislike your parenting in a different way, but I love your parenting because you're just disconnected enough.
Yeah. If anyone's seen Leo, by the way, let me know. It's been a few days.
Well, because that's another one. This is one that really resonated with me. You can ride in the back of the truck. It wasn't you can ride in the back of the truck for me. It's like you're riding in the back of the truck. It wasn't like an offer to go back there and have fun. It was like, couple of the things back there are more valuable than your life. You go back there and hold them down.
Wow.
I've held a mattress down. Have you seen the videos where...
How can you even hold...
You can't. You're like Aladdin.
Quit resting back there.
Dude, you're like on a magic carpet. The thing's flying up in the air. And you're like, please God, don't take me now. Did your parents let you ride in the back of the truck or did you have a truck?
We didn't have a truck. Riding in the back of the truck was definitely like a treat because it was known like we're not supposed to do this, but sometimes we kind of can.
And would you let your kid?
No. But not, I don't think personally, just because of the judgment that would come, like we would be seen as bad parents. There's a lot of that. Like for, I remember one year for Halloween, my son wanted to be a ghost. He just wanted a sheet with the holes. And we were like, we can't do that. The other parents will think that we're.
But like, it's what he wanted.
Yeah. But it was like, that seems so lazy. We'll look so bad to the other parents.
But you could just explain, no, then you're just doing the thing.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I swear to God, you want to be this. This is not me being cheap. Uh-huh. This is not last minute. Okay. Yep, you're right. Sure. I get it. So you're not parenting for your child.
Right.
You're parenting based on, oh, that kid who wandered off. Kids should be seen and not heard. My parents told me that 90% of the
time. Really? Like,
oh God.
Oh,
like
no.
If grownups are talking, the amount that kids are allowed to walk up to a grown-up who is mid-sentence to another grown-up and go, mom, I'm like, oh my God, I would have had a handprint on my face and I would have been 10 yards farther away.
Wow. There was some of that growing up, definitely. I remember the first time seeing somebody around my age say something that made the adults laugh. I remember that was mind blowing to me because it was like
a kid can be funny.
Yeah, you laughed at the kid. Like he said something that was on the level that would make an adult laugh.
Would you interrupt?
No. And now you're right. The kids do now, and it's a big struggle to get them to be patient because everything is on demand, and that's I think the hardest thing as a parent now is how to make things that are definitely on demand not on demand. And how do you tell?
What do you mean?
TV shows, music, food. Toys, everything is like, well, what it could be here this afternoon.
So Christmas isn't a thing that they're looking forward to because, like, if I want a Ninja Turtles thing, like, Amazon will have it here by 6.
Right. And I can find all these different versions of the toy. Whereas back in the day, it's like, the store was out. Sorry.
And you're just screwed.
That's it. Now it's like, well, I can get it from some guy in Kentucky's got it and he'll ship it overnight. And, like,
and oh my God.
So you have to convince your kids. In a way, you're lying because they know it's on demand, but you have to go, but sometimes it's not. Because it's good for you.
But it is, though.
But it is, exactly. That's what's hard.
So you're literally lying. Yes. Okay.
So it's hard. Then it's like, well, I have something to say. I want to say it now. And it's, you got to be patient because I'm talking or that we are currently working on
that.
Do
you,
big time.
Do they, like, I've seen parents and I did not implement this with my own kids. Do you have a protocol? Like they can come stand next to you at first and then maybe tug on your shirt? Like, what's your protocol for if your kid
it usually starts with Leo interrupting and us going, please be patient. Oh. We gotta work on a system.
Okay.
But sometimes it's like, oh, you're back. Good to see you again.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.